My name's Quinner. Yoda Yoda Wempoemba. So I've been in almost 5 years now. I can't really say much while I'm in here because it's just all words. So just get out and do what I have to. I've got two little girls so I want to go home to and, you know, give them a strong male role model.
What does this place need? Things that you can think of could improve it? Or?
So normally, pre-COVID, it was pretty good. All the programs that we here, you know. Boys had some places where we can go and just be with the group, just the Indigenous boys, you know. Like we had that Mangladao, Korea Education, Korea Art, Korea Hospitality, Men's Shed. You know, we had all these, but now we haven't got teachers for these programs.
Oh, right. Oh.
Yeah. So we're struggling for some of them. You know, we ask questions, but they just fall on deaf ears, you know. Actually, we have zero power in this place. To them, we're just more statistics and more cash in their back pockets, you know, so they really don't mind listening to us, like...
Yeah, just number.
So there's no programs running at the moment?
Nah, so the only programs that we got is, like, Men's Shed, and that's and we don't even have that room to ourselves. That's a communal room, so it's
so
not
just...
So you've
got to share the space?
Yeah. So apparently we got another one that's just been built, but then we just found out the other day that it's going to be another communal room.
Yeah.
You know? I don't think they understand, like, our culture behind it. Like, if we get a new space for men's group, like, men's business, we need to, like, you know, smoke out that place. We need to, you know, make it feel ours.
Yeah.
And, yeah, trying to voice our opinions with that, they just, I don't think they listen, and it doesn't seem like they listen, I guess.
So what's a shed? What does it
like, offer? It's just like a, like, I'd say like a room like this, but it's just like... where we go to do men's business.
Okay.
You know, normally I have a fire pit at the front, so we have some sewing business and all that kind of stuff. We can like do smoking ceremonies and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, so with the men's shed, we can run that ourselves. But like, say, 9 times out of 10, we need the Aboriginal lands or the welfare officer there to supervise us.
I was up in Fulham the other day, and young fellows are saying, oh, these other fellows practicing their religion here. Us black fellows, we're not practicing our religion, and we want to do it too.
No, I think they mistaken our religion for our culture. They think by giving us a paintbrush and canvas and paint, they are, you know, there's your culture. But there's religion behind our culture, and
absolutely.
They don't know that. They really don't.
But there's nothing there for Aboriginal people.
Yeah. So myself, I'm Muslim. So every Friday we get to go do prayers, and we got chaplains that will come in and see us and like all that kind of stuff. Whereas here we haven't really got like Koori elders that will come down and sit with us or nothing like that.
How long have you got to go, brother? You got a fair while to go still, haven't you?
So my earliest parole day is December, so I'm hoping to get out like around March or something. Yeah. My little brother passed away this year, so I'm hoping to get out around the 1 year anniversary. Yeah, just to, you know, be another bit of a hard time for my family, so I want to get out there and just comfort them.
Get back to them girls,
to get
eh?
Out.
Yeah, miss them heaps, yeah.
Yeah, do you get to write to them? And
Yeah, so I come up with a little bit of strategies to keep them interested, like just do some letters, but instead of writing actual letters out, I just do like dotted letters, so then they have to trace them.
Oh, that's a great idea.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So then they had to trace them, and then hopefully my oldest one's starting to learn how to read, so she likes it a lot, and the younger one just wants it because the old one got it, you know? Yeah. So.